You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're about to have a discussion I never, ever thought we would have on Sports Talk Radio involving the New York Knicks. So sit down, buckle up, and then we'll get back to your calls. A lot of discussion around Juan Soto. We'll get you set for Yankees-Rangers later tonight, Mets-Red Sox. The New York Knicks have a legitimate chance to win an NBA championship. They are 8 wins away from an NBA title. So last night I did a little study, Teak, because I wanted to know when teams win their first championship, and I don't mean franchises, I mean players,
right?
Core rosters, when does that usually happen during their NBA career? And what I found out is that Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges and Josh Hart and OG Anunoby are actually, you ready for this?
Yeah.
On the older side already of a team that would win their first NBA championship.
Oh, interesting. How old was LeBron then?
So, great question. LeBron James won his first title at the age of 27. Chris Bosh was 27. D-Wade had already won a title years earlier, and the year he won his title, he was 24.
Right, because that was Shaq? Was that?
That was Dwayne Wade and Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Back in the 2006 season. So when LeBron won his first title, he was 27 years old. Chris Bosh was 27 years old. Just so we know in furthering this discussion, Jalen Brunson is 28. Karl Anthony Towns is 29. Mikal Bridges is 28. The youngest Nick in their core is actually OG Anunoby, who is 27. So Brunson and Cat, who I think we'd all admit are their two premier players, are 28 and 29. Let's continue. When the Warriors won their first championship, Steph Curry was 26. Klay Thompson was 24.
So what does that mean? So that they've missed the early part of the window.
I'm just look.
Because the window is only so long for the individual player.
Yeah. First of all, here's what I would tell you. Let's not draw conclusions until we give it some thought.
Okay.
Because that's Steph Curry. Let's get to Kawhi. When he won his first title let me rephrase that. It was not his first title. His first title as the lead guy with Toronto, he was 27. When he was with San Antonio, it was actually a couple of years earlier. He was 22 years old.
Yeah.
The Spurs are
wasn't really his team, though. It was, yeah.
That's why I include the Raptors.
Yeah, I can see why you wouldn't include the Spurs, even though he was an important part of that team. He wasn't, like, the man on that team.
When the Bucks won their title, Giannis was 26. When the Nuggets won their title, Jokic was 27, Jamal Murray 25. And last year when the Celtics finally won a title, Jason Tatum was 25, Jaylen Brown was 27. So, yeah, I mean, the conclusion is most players, when they win their first championship, are actually younger than what Jalen and Kat is now. And
right.
That's not me saying they can't win this year. That's not it at all. What I'm telling you is, based on history, they better win it now. Because you get closer to 30, the track record is the guys winning championships past the age of 30 are guys that have won it before.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, LeBron James, Tony Parker, and Tim Duncan. Like, guys are not as lead players winning their first championship past the age of 30.
So by that regard, then Jalen Brunson and the guys on the Knicks are a tad old Whereas Tyrese Halliburton for the Pacers is a tad young.
Sure.
Because he's 24.
Yeah, I'm not even including the Pacers because, right, quite frankly, they're just a nameless, faceless opponent. But yes, you're right. I don't mean to disrespect them, but, right, honestly, I don't care as much about them winning a title. To me, the Knicks, and no, I do. My conclusion is not they're too old to win a title. If you took it that way, I apologize. It's not. What I'm saying is, well, now is the year. Next year they may be too old, based on the track records.
I take it as, and I look at it as windows. You have to. You look at any sports team and the players on that team as this window of opportunity to win a title. And you increase your chances if a lot of those players are in that same, intersecting in that same window, right? And
yeah.
So I think what you're saying is the Knicks are the window's not closed, clearly, because here they are in the Eastern Conference Finals, but it's already started to come down a little bit.
Yeah, it's that next year when Jalen Brunson is 29, mm-hmm, and Karl Anthony Towns is 30 and Mikal Bridges is 29, of course you have a chance. And every Knicks fan will think that, as you should. But the older you get, the more possibilities of the window closing on you. And I'm just looking at history. Like, really, since the Dirk win, because Dirk was the exception in 2011, Dirk Nowitzki, when he won his first NBA title, was 32 years old.
Yeah, I feel like he retired not too long after.
It was the end of his career, yeah. And that was a real veteran team, because Dirk was 32, Jason Terry was 33, Jason Kidd was 37. Like, they are, without a shadow of a doubt, the exception to this.
Yeah.
And the other one was the Celtics in 08. Because Paul Pierce at that point was 30.
Yeah, they were all old. They felt old. That team.
And you know what? They were old-ish because Pierce was 30, Garnett, mm-hmm, was 31, Allen was 32. But in the modern era, really looking at 2013 and beyond, the last decade, that sweet spot for winning your first NBA championship is between the ages of 25 and 27. It's just the reality when you look at Tatum, when you look at Jokic, when you look at Steph when he won the first time, Kawhi as the lead guy for the first time. So it just points out to you that this is it.
Yeah.
This is the year. And it's been paved in a lot of ways because you have home court advantage.
Right.
Who thought that going into the Eastern Conference Finals when you looked at Cleveland from afar? You beat the Boston Celtics and took advantage after building a 3-1 lead when Tatum went down.
Right.
It is right there in front of you, and that's why I don't mean this as a taunt because I say the exact same thing about my teams, and I have many, many times.
Yeah.
You better freaking win it now because, right, I don't know if this opportunity is coming again.
Lugie, when you hear that, does it make you nervous that next year the opportunity won't be the same?
No. It makes me hyper-focused, and I agree with Evan 100%. Now, I didn't take into account the age stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't even think
about the age until you just brought this up, because they don't feel old to me.
I blew your mind is what you're saying.
No, it's just they don't feel old, but when you start throwing their ages out there, I'm like, oh, man, they're getting close to 30.
Well, and also when you compare it to everyone else, when,
yes,
you think of Giannis,
right,
then, Steph then, Jokic then, Tatum then, you realize, yeah, guys are winning their first NBA championships when they're 25 to 27 years old.
Yep.
Those are the facts. There are exceptions like Dirk, but for the most part, the sweet spot on winning your first title is between the ages of 24 and 27.
What was Michael Jordan?
Oh, boy, I got to go back on that one. That's a good call.
Just curious. Go ahead, Lugie.
No, I was just going to say, you just don't know when these opportunities. Now, I'd like to think this 3 to 5 year window, the Knicks go into next season.
5 years?
I'm going to stretch it out 5 years because you know why? When you build a winning culture.
By the way, real quick, 27. So same sweet spot.
Yeah.
There are players that want to get involved in that culture, so it's tough to build a program, but once you build that program,
right, you can stack some talent as guys go out, you bring new guys in. I hear you.
Correct.
I think this is their core. I don't think you're stacking that much more talent besides, you know, bringing in young role players.
Yeah,
like, their team is built around, and it's a good thing to build around, by the way, of Brunson, Cat, Bridges, and OJ. That's your core for a while. I don't believe the rumors, nor should we even embrace them, of they're going to trade Cat for Giannis or something crazy like that. Like, this is your core. So I don't think you're really adding much to that besides role play.
That's not what I was implying as far as the core. I meant just when you look at the Heatles or you look at the Spurs or those Lakers teams or Bulls teams that won a lot, they added veteran guys that were role players that were huge contributors to their team. So you don't know what kind of players they're going to bring in.
They will add that, by the way.
That's
that
what I mean.
Agree.
And those are just as important as the stars when you're building a championship team.
They're going to have more wiggle room over the years to add that, but the core is where you win.
Yeah, I think.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster.
and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The other thing that's challenging, and I don't know if we brought this there. I know we talked about it off air, that the parity in the NBA is at an all-time high.
It's uncanny.
It is seven straight years of a new champion, right? And it used to not be that. We used to think dynasty.
Mm.
The Cavaliers and the Warriors played in four straight. The Warriors played in five straight.
Yeah, I mean, think about
the same finals matchup for four straight years.
Well, not only that, like for me, I'm in my early 40s. I grew up on the Jordan Bulls.
100%.
While he was gone, it was the Rockets 2 years in a row from the Jordan Bulls into the Lakers dynasty with the Spurs mixed in,
right,
into the Celtic Laker dynasty for a few years, into the Heatles, into the Warriors Cavs,
right,
into this. So my entire life, most of our entire lives were dynasties, and now it is exactly what you described.
Well, I'm saying that because the idea that you're going to continually be back and get these opportunities is probably gone.
Yeah.
And so
look at the Nuggets.
Look, exactly. So it makes this real opportunity for the Knicks in 2025 so important.
Absolutely.
Because you don't know next year if you're even going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals or get another opportunity. It just, you don't know.
Well, and you don't know for reasons that I think Knicks fans will understand. Not that all of a sudden you're going to suck,
mm-hmm,
but injuries.
Yeah.
Last year, yeah, they were derailed by injuries. We know that. This year, injuries hurt Boston and it hurt Cleveland. And you shouldn't apologize for it. It's a part of the sport. So it's an opportunity, not just because, yes, you're only 8 wins away, and B, right now, you feel relatively healthy. You just don't know what the future holds. And I said that about the Mets last year.
Right.
I said it about the Jets the 2 years they were in the title game. But I think even more so with this Knicks opportunity, this is really it. Like, there's no guarantee about next year. The landscape of the league may look very different next year. So this moment at 28 Brunson, 29 Cat, 28 Bridges, 27 OG Anunoby, this is their best opportunity.
Mm.
Doesn't mean they're going to suck next year. It just means the road may not look the same. It may be more complicated due to injuries or what have you.
Right.
And so you better win this year.
Right. Are you winning 50-plus games again?
Who knows? knows?
And are you a three seed and happen to yourself, you know, luck your way, not luck, but whatever, earn your way into home court through the finals? Like, who knows if you're Eastern Conference finals? Who knows if that's going to happen again? It lines up kind of perfectly for the Knicks right now.
8 wins away from an NBA championship. 8 wins away from a title. And you think back to those teams we just talked about, the Nuggets from 2 years ago, the Celtics last year, the Warriors from a few years ago, and the Bucks from 2021. Let's call it the post-pandemic NBA champions. Think about what happened to all of them. In 2021, the Bucks won an NBA title. They had a lot of luck involved in that. Not going to get into it. They're about to trade Giannis. It's over. The Warriors, you kind of knew was fleeting based on the age of their best player. Look at Denver. Their coach is fired within a year and a half. And where have they gone since? They're perennially playoff teams. They just lost a game 7 to the best team remaining. But what have they done since? Look at Boston. Ah, they're the team to beat. I thought they were. Best team in the sport. And look what happened.
Yeah.
So it is a, when the opportunities come, you got to take advantage of it. And we'll see if the Knicks can do it beginning tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden.
Look at that. You know what, Evan? I'm proud of you in so many ways. Because you had a genuine smile on your face there that I think you were excited that the Eastern Conference Finals, for the first time in 25 years, is back at the Mecca. Isn't that exciting?
I'm very excited, yes.
We should all be excited. Evan Roberts will be in the building. Not tomorrow, though, right?
Not tomorrow, no.
Evan Roberts will be in the building for Friday. He sold those as well.
Not Friday.
Evan Roberts will be in the building for
Game 5. And Game 7.
With an unnamed celebrity that you're taking.
Here's what I have decided with my Knicks season tickets. I'm out for Game 1 because I need to watch DeGrom pitch. That's very, very important. I'm out for Game 2. It's a Friday night, Memorial Day weekend. But from there on out, I'm a regular. I'm Spike Lee. I'm Turtle.
Right.
I'm Ben Stiller. Starting in Game 5, I'm taking advantage of my season tickets. I'm going to be in that building every night. NBA Finals, Eastern Conference Finals. Let's go. I can't wait to have my paninis. I can't wait to have my big bottle of water. I can't wait to have my tablet on my little bar stool area so I can take notes. It's Knicks basketball, and I'm here for it.
And as you know, Positive Tommy doesn't believe in jinxes or touching the money or mushes. So speaking of Spike Lee, I'm sure that when the clincher is there in the NBA Finals and it's at the Garden, you'll do the right thing. I just know that. You'll do the right thing.
And what does doing the right thing actually mean?
Well, you have those tickets.
It means don't step on somebody's shoes.
Yo!
It means you better bring the right person to that game. That's all.
Don't worry about the people that are coming with me. Okay. I'm very excited, though. I'm very excited for this series because I started watching the tape last night. I started doing some studying last night, and I'm very conflicted. I'm very, very conflicted.
I can see why.
You know why I'm conflicted?
Yeah.
I don't mean what I'm rooting for. I'm talking about like genuine IBO, like how this series is going to play out.
Right, analysis.
Analysis. But I will tell you something about the NBA playoffs that I find really fascinating and really exciting. And this involves the Knicks, but it's more for everybody, with the Thunder beginning their best of 7 series against the Timberwolves. And Sean, you have every right to correct me if I'm wrong, because I did the research myself. I started thinking, not only do we have 4 franchises that don't know what winning a championship feels like, 3 of the teams have never won an NBA title, the Knicks obviously very long time. I started thinking about the players. I started thinking about who's left. And I started to ponder who left in this tournament has won an NBA championship. Fair question, right?
Yeah.
Players. I came up with 5 guys.
Siakam.
Pascal Siakam, who is, of course, a big part of the Raptors in 2019. Not their best player, but a key player.
But so he's kind of the Pacers' best player.
He is the Pacers' best player. Who is the closer for Indiana? You could argue Tyrese Halliburton. It is Pascal Siakam. So that's number one. You got that one right off the top of your head. Good call. Anyone else come to mind? Guys that have won NBA championships who are still playing in this postseason. Go ahead, Sean.
Tucker. Doesn't play for the Knicks.
PJ Tucker. I included him, but I don't include him because he's not even active, basically, for the Knicks. But you are correct.
Okay.
I didn't include him in my 5, but you know what? Put him to the side because you're right. Like, how could I argue? The other guy, you want me to start giving you names?
I got one.
Go ahead.
Alex Caruso.
Alex, good call. Now, the problem with Caruso is
he was about him. How many minutes is he playing these days?
Well, he's a big part of the Thunder rotation, was a big part of the Laker team. The problem was pandemic. I mean, Disney World Championship?
I know, but what's he doing? That's my question.
Oh, no, he's a key defense. Dude, he's a tremendous player. He's a big part of the Thunder rotation.
I understand that, but is he, like, scoring 30 points a game?
No. He's not scoring 30 a game. He's not their best player, but he's a key member of the Thunder rotation. So he definitely qualifies as someone that was a big part of a championship, as he was with the Lakers in 20, and is a big part of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
He's a bench player.
Yeah, but he's a part.
I understand that. I know. I'm just making sure.
He's not P.J. Tucker.
Right.
All right, here are the others, because I don't think you'll get them. Thomas Bryant, who is currently on the Pacers, but when he won a title with the Nuggets, you know how much he played for the Nuggets in 2023?
I'm going to guess none.
He played 29 seconds in the postseason.
Wow.
So should we include him? Not really.
No.
OG Anunoby. How about, come on, man?
Of course, yes.
Are you guys forgetting OG? OG, though, Teague, did not play in that postseason. He was hurt. So he does have a championship, but he did not contribute to the Raptors in 2019 because he was hurt. And the last guy who's won an NBA title, any ideas, Tommy? Disappointed in you.
I'm thinking out.
We got Siakam. We got Caruso. We got Anunoby. We got Thomas Bryant. We got P.J. Tucker. And to your point, Teak, other than Siakam, like all, and Caruso to a degree, they're not exactly like superstar caliber players. But I am very saddened that you can't think of the last guy.
I'm looking at the rosters and I can't even pick him out.
Oh, you know the guy. You all know the guy. You all love the guy. And you didn't remember that he won an NBA championship back in 2021 with the Milwaukee Bucks? Now, I have no ill will towards him because he didn't play in the Net Bucks series because he only played in three games in that first round and then got hurt. So another guy who has a ring, but he wasn't a big part of that championship run. And, of course, the guy I'm talking about is Dante DiVincenzo. So how about that when you think about lack of championships from franchises, Teak?
Yeah.
There are only, and again, if there's someone I miss, certainly let me know, six guys currently involved in the Final Four who have championship rings. Only one of them is a true star-ish player in Siakam.
Right.
And Caruso was a key rotational player for both teams. But the rest of it is all kind of Fugazi-ish. Anunoby doesn't play in the playoffs. Bryant only played 29 seconds with Denver. DiVincenzo only played three games before he got hurt. And P.J. Tucker right now is literally a mascot. Crazy, right?
Or blowout troller.
I don't even think he's gotten into the blowouts, has he?
No, he did. He played at the end of...
Oh, did he get into the end of game seven? Six?
Six.
Whatever they were up to?
Yes.
All right. I take that back.
Just so... I forgot who he went in for to get a curtain or whatever, standing ovation.
Well, listen, man, when that game got ugly, game six, I was one of the few who said, I can't watch this anymore. So if he played, good for you. We'll come back with your calls. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number. Yankees are back in action tonight. They take on the Texas Rangers. Patrick Corbin on the mound for Texas. Will Warren on the mound for the New York Yankees. And tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium is an event. Well, it's an event for some people. I don't know how many people are excited, but Jacob deGrom is making his return to New York and is scheduled to face the New York Yankees, which leads us to
your... Are you scoring that game?
I am not. Am I scoring that game?
I don't know. It's deGrom.
I was thinking of going to the game.
Oh.
And unfortunately, between the Knicks playing game one, Mets playing the Red Sox, like, it's just a lot.
Yeah.
So the odds are I will not be scoring the game, but I'm certainly interested. And it does lead to a very timely baseball IQ trivia question presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. How many innings pitched did Jacob deGrom register in his last start at Yankee Stadium? That's a good question. It may be your best one, Sean. I got to hand it to you.
Really?
We'll take caller number 4 at 866-540-WFAN to answer your baseball IQ trivia question. And you could win a $250 American Express gift card. Your baseball IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and Cadillac's family of EVs, including all-electric Lyric. Yeah, because...
I didn't know that you came up with those questions, Sean.
Well, there's a committee, Tiki. You know, we don't reveal what's on the committee.
Without giving the answer, because I honestly don't know the answer, the reason I find it intriguing is, well, he didn't pitch there last year. He didn't pitch there the year before. In 2022, his last year with the Mets, he missed the entire first half. That's when the Mets played the Yankees. Mm. In 2021, he missed the entire second half, and I think the Mets faced the Yankees in the first half. So he may have faced them in 2021, but I don't remember it. 2020 was, of course, the pandemic year where they did face six times, and DeGrom basically made all his starts. So I don't know. Like, it doesn't jump out at me. As a Jake Stan, what I remember about DeGrom versus the Yankees is that his major league debut was against the Yankees.
I would guess it's the under then.
What do you mean the under?
Whatever number you were thinking, go under it.
Innings pitched at Yankee Stadium?
Yes.
You're being a jackass,
dude. I'm not.
Yes,
just
you are.
Because you don't remember it. That means it was not memorable.
I'm going to be honest with you, Teague. And this shows you about the Subway Series more than anything. The only DeGrom Subway Series start I actually remember is his first one. If you asked me, all right, what are you doing 15? Say, I don't remember. Like, the Subway Series doesn't jump out at me every single year the way it did back in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Well, doesn't that back up my assertion then?
Your assertion of what?
That it's not memorable, so it couldn't have been a great long outing. Because if he went long, that means he was great.
I don't think I would have necessarily remembered it, though. Hmm. Like, if he went eight scoreless, that doesn't mean I would have definitely remembered it.
Oh, yes, you would have.
You think so?
In a Subway Series game? 100%.
I don't know, man. If he
went eight scoreless.
I got to do this. I'm not going to give the answer because I know people have to call in and do their thing. I'm going to look at Jacob DeGrom's history against the Yankees and see if any of them jump out at me. Because I got to tell you, none of them do besides his major league debut.
Well, maybe there's just not a lot of them. It could be just that.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot of them.
All right. In 2021.
Don't give away the answer.
I can't give it.
No, can we just move on to something else? We could. Once Tommy gets a winner, we could have this discussion.
All right, here's what I'll say. I'm going to look up DeGrom's history against the Yankees and just give the totality of his numbers without getting into specifics. Is that fair? Can I do that?
Okay, whatever we're giving away, just pick someone random and give it to him.
I'll just give it to Evan. I know. That way we can just move on with
our
lives.
So, Jacob DeGrom has made seven starts in his career against the New York Yankees, okay? Seven of them.
Oh, geez.
Well, hold on. I'm very confused about this. Nah, I can't say anything.
Don't
Did you get
say
a winner
nothing.
Yet? Because I want to finish this conversation.
I haven't seen Tommy pick up the phone because everybody's confused now by you. They're waiting for you to sneak them the answer.
They're going to call up real quick. I'm not sneaking them the answer, but Jacob DeGrom has made seven career starts against the New York
Yankees. All right, that's all you can say.
Which
don't,
is not
don't
a
say
big,
anything else.
It's not a big number.
Next
and the only year
topic,
I remember please. Was the seven-inning start in 2014, his major league debut.
For Tommy's sake, next topic.
All right.
Oh, you got a winner.
Shorty screaming at me. Hold on. I'm not going to say anything. I'm done talking about DeGrom. When I'm allowed to finish this.
Before I even say anything else here and I yell at Sean, from this point forward, never, and I mean never, even if you think for a second that a question involving Jacob DeGrom would be good for this contest, don't ever bring up Jacob DeGrom ever again when it comes to this contest. Because Evan is acting like a six-year-old. I will get to this call in one
completely
second.
Completely geeking out about it.
Well, I'm just curious about it. Like, his... Here's what I'm saying without giving any answer, because I don't know the answer. Mm. Other than his major league debut, I don't remember DeGrom facing the Yankees. Like, I'm being serious. There's no Subway Series DeGrom start that jumps out at me. And
well, maybe it's that start.
That's no. The one I'm talking about is the only one I remember.
That's what I'm saying.
His major league debut, but it was at Citi Field in 2014. That was it. Like, none of his other starts are, I just don't remember it. I gotta be honest with you. Mm.
The caller, contestant winner, has gotten the answer wrong.
Got the answer. So now we can go through this?
Correct.
All right. Jacob DeGrom actually faced the Yankees 2 years ago. I do not remember this at all. In 2023, it was in Arlington, and he left the game early. Did he get hurt in his start against the Yankees? I don't remember this, Sean. And you would think I would.
So this is what led me down the rabbit hole of this question.
So my guess that it would be under whatever you would think is probably right, correct?
No. So he pitched 3 2/3 that last start he ever had versus the Yankees with the Rangers, but it was in Texas.
Right. Did he get hurt in that start?
Can't find it. That's the last start he makes for Texas. So I'm assuming he did, but
it was.
I don't.
Hold on a second. The last start he made for Texas before he needed the Tommy John
was versus the Yankees for 3 2/3. And I did not remember
that. I didn't remember that at all.
This started a whole rabbit hole.
So this question was about in Yankee Stadium.
Correct.
Yes.
I'll give you a little inside baseball.
Go ahead, John.
When I gave Tommy the question, I thought originally that might have been the start at Yankee Stadium, and then I obviously realized it was in Texas.
Yeah, I think I would have remembered if he pitched at Yankee Stadium. So his last start at Yankee Stadium was in 2018, his first Cy Young year.
7 years ago.
And he got the victory. Here's his line. 6 2/3 innings.
Okay.
Two runs, 12 strikeouts, two walks. Mm. So he pitched pretty well.
Yeah,
like, pretty good.
Good.
Into the seventh inning.
Wrong, then.
Got the victory,
see
and it was
easy
18.
That was Juan Soto. I was wrong.
Right. Jacob DeGrom has only made three starts at Yankee Stadium.
Wow. And what happened in that 2018 start is amazing.
What happened in that? I don't remember it. I'm looking at the result that he won. I don't remember it.
So Jacob DeGrom is throwing an unbelievable game. Okay. Aaron Judge has a measly sack fly off him to tie the game at 1-1 in the sixth inning.
Okay.
So DeGrom pitches into the eighth inning.
Into the seventh inning.
No. He's still pitching in the top of the eight. He pitches eight innings.
So you had it wrong.
You have it wrong.
I'm looking at the numbers. He pitched into the seventh inning.
We
six
have,
and
we,
two-thirds innings.
You have the wrong. I'm telling you, you have it wrong.
All right. I'll confirm this. Go ahead.
Playing into this, yes. He gets pinch hit for in the eighth inning.
How did he get pinch hit for at Yankee Stadium? See, you screwed the whole thing up, bro. He didn't get pinch hit for at Yankee Stadium. You're looking at the wrong game. You said start at Yankee Stadium. There's no pitcher hitting at Yankee Stadium.
Hold on. Now I have the wrong game.
Yeah, you do have the wrong game. The answer is 6 2/3 innings in 2018. Yeah, such a great question, and you screwed it up by not knowing anything.
Right, either way, the person got it wrong. Thank God.
Yeah. August 13th, the Mets scored two runs in the first inning off of Luis Severino. It was DeGrom against Severino, which I only find funny because Sean and I, before we started working together, used to yell at each other on who was better, DeGrom or Severino. So the Mets scored
and did he shut him down after that? Severino.
Luis Severino?
Yeah.
Let me see. So they actually started the game with a leadoff home run by Amed Rosario.
Okay.
Got an RBI single by Jeff McNeil. Took an early 2-0 lead. Yankees tied it in the third, and then the Mets caught the lead back in the fourth. So Severino's final line was four innings, four runs. It was not a very good performance. The Yankees tied the game on an RBI ground out by Giancarlo Stanton and an RBI single by Aaron Hicks. The Mets took the lead on a two-run home run if I gave Met fans 100 guesses, you would not come up with this. They took the lead on a two-run home run by Jose Bautista. That's how they did it. And then DeGrom started the bottom of the seventh inning and got the first two guys out and then was taken out. So he got the first two guys out in the seventh, and he got pulled for Jerry Blevins so they could play lefty-lefty. And then the Mets held on and won. Robert Gazelman got the save. And the New York Mets, who at the time was 49-66, they sucked, defeated the 30 games above 500 New York Yankees. So very innocuous game that I do not remember.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what happened in Jacob DeGrom's last start at Yankee Stadium.
A lot of details.
Sorry. We'll move on now. That was 7 years ago.
I'm just also going to tell everybody this. You're right. Kohler's wrong. Everybody's good. Never, ever, ever, ever go to StatMuse.com again.
StatMuse?
Yeah. Why, they got it wrong?
They have the seven starts in his career, and they list one at Yankee Stadium that does not match.
Nah, you always got to go to Baseball Reference, bro. Baseball Reference is like a sports Bible. But it's kind of crazy. 7 years, the last time DeGrom made a start at Yankee Stadium. But, man, I don't remember him getting hurt against the Yankees 2 years ago. Crazy. Anyhow, back to your calls. Brian's in Brooklyn. How are you, Brian?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks for taking my call.
What's that?
Now, I have a question for you guys, and this is going to be speculation, imagination. It's going to take courage to answer it, but I'm going to be the one with courage and ask you anyway.
Okay.
Now, the past couple of nights, now, before the Subway Series, you guys were all speculating, well, what's the crowd going to be to Juan Soto? And just a little while ago, well, what's the crowd going to be when DeGrom is on the hill against the Yankees? But my speculatory, your imagination question for you is let's just say Aaron Judge has the same exact superhuman numbers that he does on the Yankees, but he came to the plate against the Yankees with another team. What would the chance be at Yankee Stadium for superhuman Aaron Judge?
Well, first of all, your presentation was amazing.
Absolutely. Give you a golf clap for that one.
Yes, 9 out of 10.
Fantastic.
But so Aaron Judge is not on the Yankees. He's on another team. What's his reaction? The answer to that, and I want to use my imagination, is how'd he leave? That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
Why is he not on the New York Yankees?
Or is this pure speculation?
Well, speculation?
Yes.
You just got to tell me how it happened. How is Aaron Judge not on the Yankees? Did they have a contract dispute? Did the Yankees trade him because they... walk me through how he ended up on a different team. Because that's the only way one can answer it.
Yeah.
Like, the breakup... It's weird. Brian asked such a weird question. But it's also like when you think about it, it's fascinating. The way we react to former players is based on the narrative and the story on why they aren't on your team anymore.
Mm.
The story about Soto has been he took the money or the family stuff. The story about Jake, when he returns to city, has been he hated New York, right? That's the story. That's why some Met fans may actually want to boo him upon his return. And some may give him a standing ovation. So it's all about how it ends. Do you guys remember when Derek Jeter got told off by Brian Cashman? Where Jeter went to Cash during free agency and said, tell me a shortstop you'd rather have than me. And Brian Cashman said, well, Troy Tulowitzki. Imagine if Jeter said, you know what? Go F yourself.
Right.
And he signed with the Tigers. And that story came out. Like, yeah, that's what happened. Derek Jeter would get a standing ovation for 5 minutes upon his return.
And would be destroyed.
Yes!
Absolutely destroyed.
So in 8 years from now, when Aaron Judge's contract expires and he's an old man, but he can still play, and the Yankees are like, screw you, we're not paying you anymore, and he returns as an angel of Anaheim, he's probably getting a standing ovation. But if it ends badly or something crazy happens or there's some scandal... Well, then the reaction would be different. What a weird question.
Very weird.
Matt's calling from Northport. How are you, Matt?
Well presented.
Yeah, it was well done.
Hey, guys. I was actually going to call before with the Soto leadoff thing, and then I heard you talking about it. It's so perfect. Last year, I spoke to you right before they did the Lindor leadoff thing, and we were both in agreement. Like, 3 days later, they did it. So the reason I like it is not just because he gets on base, but because, you know, the power hitter leadoff, always, especially in the first inning, you don't want to walk that guy as much. You see it with Schwarber. But if I can make a quick Kodai Senga point, too.
Yeah.
I like Senga a lot. But the thing is, you know, you have so many of these Japanese pitchers over the years that have assimilated to the five-man rotation. The Mets want to go with the six, which is fine. You know, they're pitching lab. Who am I to argue with it? But the thing I want to see from Senga, I heard the other day, they said, oh, he had the best ERA in the major leagues, but he doesn't have enough innings to qualify.
Yes.
If we're only pitching this guy once a week, I need to see him go 115 pitches. I need to see him pitch seven every time because we're now short in the bullpen by going with six starters. If he's getting 5 days of rest at least, why does it have to be 97 pitches, 95 pitches? He's effective. He's striking guys out in the sixth. Let me see him go seven or eight.
Well, you know, and yesterday, to your point, Matt, it wasn't 115 pitches, but they needed him to get through that fifth and then sixth inning, and he did. And he got better as the game went on, retired the last seven guys he faced, and even put up that little finger at the end of the game saying, give me one more.
I think he's just saying he needs to see that regularly, given the construction of the pitching staff and the rotation that they're employing. You can't be short. You can't have bad days. It's actually a lot of pressure on Kodai Senga when you think about it in that regard, because he can't afford to have an off day because it really destroys the bullpen.
And he's right. Right now, the Mets are not going with a six-man rotation. When they do, they will be one short in the bullpen. Right now, they are not one short in the bullpen. But here's my counter to your point. We all want whoever the pitcher is, whether he's on the Yankees, the Mets, whomever, you want them in the best position to succeed. Okay? As much as ideally your point makes sense, yeah, throw 120 pitches, you're given an extra day. If the Mets don't believe he's going to be effective at pitch 111, then don't do it for the sake of doing it.
Yeah.
You've got to pitch guys when they're most effective. And that's why Senga only goes on 5 days rest. The Mets diagnosed after 2 years ago where he mostly pitched with extra rest, but occasionally would pitch on regular rest. They diagnosed he was not effective that way. And so what the Mets are trying to do is maximize their player.
Is it an effective thing or a health thing?
I think it's probably an effective thing and a health thing. I think it's probably both.
But at what point do you say, all right, dude, you got to get used to this?
I don't think that point's ever going to happen, Teague. If we're in year three of Senga, I know he's coming off an injury last year. My gut tells me six-man rotations of the future, especially with guys coming over from Japan. I don't think it's going to change. And I'm not that against it. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. But I loved what I saw last night from Kodai.
He was good. It doesn't matter.
It wasn't even that he was good. It was that he fought through the last two innings. It actually gave him a decent amount of innings when his pitch count was so high early in the game.
Right.
Like, that could have been, Teague, like a four-inning, oh, my God, they got to go to Jose Buteau in the fifth inning.
That's part of pitching in Major League Baseball in 2025, really going back a few years. You saw it with Fried, actually, on Sunday. I mean, he throws 30 pitches or 20-something pitches in the first, because he went 1-2-3, but I think all those at-bats were at least seven pitches.
Yeah.
He threw like 25 pitches in the first inning.
And he was able to get through the six with a pitch count a little over 100.
Right.
For the record, Juan Soto has led off twice in his major league career. The last time, 2021, did one game of it in 2021, and did it one time in 2018. So it is a rarity, but it's not a bad thought. Now, when we come back, we'll hear from the manager of the New York Mets, Carlos Mendoza, because last night, Mendy said one thing about the lack of hustle, and Soto said another.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.